Good morning, a Wednesday morning. That means Miles Reed, editor at the Daily Gazette, joins us. Good morning, Miles.
Good morning, David.
Let's start with your mayor, Gary McCarthy. He's officially launched his reelection bid.
That's right. Mayor McCarthy had a formal kickoff to his campaign for a third term yesterday in City Hall. And so Gary, gave a speech where he talked about what he feels are some of his, biggest accomplishments in his first and second terms. And those include a couple of things that have been sort of these nagging problems for decades that Gary says that he has worked to get things under control. One in particular he cited was the effort under his administration for the city-owned properties that are distressed and blighted to move forward with efforts to demolish them and sell the properties and get them back on the tax roll. He also talked about, he says he's proud of some of the partnerships, these public-private partnerships to do things such as the city's home buying program, which he kicked off. And he also talked about how he feels very proud of what he says is a unified economic development strategy that he's really helped to push forward. And he cites the development downtown, which he points out is nothing short, in his words, than a renaissance. And he talked about currently there's like $100 million of active downtown redevelopment projects. Yesterday, after his address, his challenger in the Democratic primary, a woman named Therese McCallum, once again criticized Gary and said, sure, all this development downtown has been good, but Gary and his administration has neglected some of the neighborhoods and the low-income residents. And Gary countered that, and he said, they are making efforts to work in some of the neighborhoods, and he cited efforts to redevelop parts of Mount Pleasant and to get affordable housing in Hamilton Hill, new library branch in Mount Pleasant, a Boys and Girls Club. So he says he disagrees with that assessment, but she hit him on that. As the presentation wrapped up, a number of other politicians who are supportive of Gary got up there and gave him their endorsements, including Phil Steck, a state assemblyman who described Gary as the very best executive he's ever worked with in government, cited Gary's knowledge of this. So the campaign will go forward. Gary does not face a Republican challenger in the general election at this point. So most likely the only challenge is this Democratic primary challenge in June by Therese McCallum. There is a chance, even if she doesn't prevail on the Democratic line, she could get on a lesser line in the general election, but we don't know if that will happen. So it looks like he's firmly moving forward for his third term.
Well, let's head a little west to Amsterdam, where the mayor there unveiled a budget this week after the deadline.
Yeah, so Mayor Mike Villa released his budget this week, and there had been quite a bit of anticipation to see what he would do with the budget. The city is facing a $9 million budget deficit, this sort of this whopper of a deficit. And that's $9 million on an annual budget that's only in the range of $32, $33 million. Monday, when he released his budget, some of the key factors in this budget is that it does include a property tax increase, but it also increases some increased sewer fees and sanitation fees. So taxpayers under this budget would see their property tax rate increase go up 5.6%. Wasn't as much as some people had anticipated, but it still is. It is above the state's property tax cap. And then in terms of the sewer fees, they would go up 19.5%. And the sanitation, which is the garbage fees, would go up about 9%. Some of Mayor Villa's colleagues on the council, including the deputy mayor, really question sort of these big increases in the sewer and garbage fees, and is questioning, like, why do they have to go up so high? And in response, Mayor Villa is saying, we've got this large budget deficit. It would be irresponsible if we didn't begin to chip away at the deficit. Under the plan that he rolled out, the city would pay down next year about $500,000 of that $9 million deficit. So that's really a small portion. At the same time, they're still trying to get funding to borrow some money from the state to be able to deal with this deficit. But short of that, what the mayor is saying is we at least have to do the right thing. We have to start to deal with some of this. And what he said is he needs the council by a 2-3 majority to approve this, to override the state tax cap. Last year, the council rejected the going over the tax cap, and they brought the rate back down below 2%. This year, what the mayor is saying is he's going to veto any effort to bring it down that far, he said. Anything that doesn't address this budget is the wrong way. So there's going to be a little bit of a battle here. And we're not really sure where the vote will go down to. But the mayor says he's going to hold strong to try to address this issue because it's all been a long time coming with some of these issues. And he said now is the time to deal with it.
Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us on Wednesdays. Thanks, Miles.
Take care, David.